This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Jesus said, when the disciples asked him how to pray, this is what Jesus said. He said, you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's the same prayer that we're going to have to pray, saints of God. We have to pray for God's kingdom to come in this earth as it is in heaven. Philippians 4 and 6, Paul says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. This is what we have to do. God can only act when we come to him in prayer. Prayer is a superior, supernatural weapon that God has given us to use. It must be owned and operated by us in every shape, form, and fashion, because it's how we live. We live by faith and not by sight. We have to act. At some point, we have to act and get it working. We have to act like the Spirit of God can work in us, and he will. We have to have understanding and knowledge of what the Word of God is saying. And that's what I'm giving you today, saints of God. I'm giving you word and knowledge of how we should act in order for God to act in our life. We have to act and do the things that God is telling us to do, saints of God. That's what we have to do. We must know, what it is and how to effectually use the Word of God. We have to know how to operate in prayer. Our learning experience and in doing the works of the Bible. We're working for possession, which is the state of owning and controlling something. We have to own the spiritual works. The children of Israel was given by God land flowing with milk and honey. God himself gave them the land, and he told them to go in and possess it. Surely we've heard this story of the 12 spies. 10 of them, they returned and they brought back an evil report. Joshua and Caleb brought back a good report. They told Moses and the people of Israel. Now listen to what they told them. They told Moses and the people of Israel that they were well able to go in and take this land, and they wanted to go right then. They said, let us go up at once. What made the 10 spies report evil? That's what we need to know. We know the story, so let's just get to the point of the story. What made their report evil? Well, they literally called God a lie. Whenever God tells you to do something, saints of God, how many know that he's already got something in place if you just go in and do it? But when you say you can't do it, then you're calling God a lie. They said there were giants in the land, and that the people were stronger than them. Okay, that might have been true. And that they saw themselves as grasshoppers. Well, all that might have been true to the human reasoning and to the human understanding. But they had come in contact with Almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing God, the one that could give them everything, the one that even created their raggedy souls. They come up against him. And it was God's word on the subject they should have been listening to, and not their own thoughts and their own human reasonings and feelings. God told him to go up and to possess the land. But, you know, that was negative. That was negative human thinking when they came back and they said, well, we can't even take this land because there's giants in the land. That's what those 10 spies says. That's when they went against what God said. And that's when they called God a liar. And that's what made their report evil. Saints of God, it's not all the big things you think that's evil. It's not all the, you see devils turning around, heads spinning around and spitting green stuff. That's, that you know, that's not evil. That's not evil as we probably will see on this earth. We probably won't see nothing like that. What's evil is when you go against the word of God. When you speak against the word of God, that's evil. You know, when we don't do what God has said and what God has written in the Bible, we're given an evil report. And we can never possess the things of the Bible. That's where we are today. When we give a negative report and we say things that God didn't say, and we have doubts as God can even do these things, that's negative. And we can never possess the things of the Bible. You know, we can live holy, just like the word of God say, but if we never put forth a serious effort when we're in our own sight, then we can't. If we can never put forth a serious effort in our own sight, then we can never do the things of God. That effort means we have to put the Bible to work. We have to put the word to work in our lives. You know, we will never do all the works that Jesus did if we think that we can't. If we think that it's our own reasoning and understanding instead of what God has said in his word. If we think that, we can never do the things that God said for us to do. You know, we have to know it's God. It's God's way. It's God's word. It's God's world. It's God's church. We belong to God. And everything in this world belongs to God. You have to get that in your head. It's not your church. It's not your father's church. It's not your sister's church. It's God's church. And when we put ourselves more in the equation instead of God, we're pushing all evil reports. And we can never possess the spiritual growth, the spiritual wisdom and knowledge that it takes to operate in the power, authority, and in the manifestation of the word of God. The word has to be manifested. We have to see it in the natural. And we can never get this word in the natural. We can never get healing in the natural until we see it in the spirit. Healing can't take place. You know, the blinded eyes can't be open. The deaf ears can't be open. You know, hard hearts will never become soft and pliable, you know, without the word of God. Miracles, signs, and wonders will never be performed. The sick will never be healed without us taking serious the word of God and doing the things that God has commanded us to do. You know, diseases and curses will continue to rape and ravage our land. And because we're not in possession of the power, the presence of God. When we don't have the power of God, we cannot do these things. When we don't have the presence of God, see, God's power comes to empower us. God comes in our midst to make sure that we can do the works that he said do. We're not left alone. You know, he comes in our midst. We go to a cold church. We eat a cold breakfast. We eat a cold lunch. And God knows we don't have nothing for dinner. And we don't have any snacks to tide us over. And I mean, I'm talking about spiritual snacks. I'm talking about joy and peace and love and understanding and growth and prosperity. That's what I'm talking about, spiritual things. You know, meekness, humbleness. Those are the fruits of the Spirit that we should be eating. When the Spirit is there, there's liberty, the Bible say. Where the Spirit is, there's liberty. There's power. Power to spill, power to deliver, power to set free. Possession is 9/10 of the law from a legal standpoint here on this earth. Well, from a godly standpoint, it is the difference in being able to use the spiritual tools that has been given to us. Listen at this. The ability to use those spiritual tools that God has given us to do those spiritual works. That's what it's all about in the spiritual realm. The spirit is a weapon all by itself. God's spirit, he is a spirit, you know, and we must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. All of God's word is truth, and they are spirit, and they are life. We can only give life to the word of God when we possess all the things that are written in the word. Healing, deliverance, joy, peace, love, power, the presence of God, the abilities of God, the mind of Christ. We can't have the mind of Christ unless we study to know what that is. You know, resisting the devil, not giving place to the devil. That's spiritual work. It's got to be done with the spiritual weapons. Lies, stop lying, cheating, backbiting, you know, stop gossiping. People don't even know. They don't even know what gossip means no more. And when I was growing up, that's all they talk about. Stop gossiping, because that was the worst thing that we had in the church then, was gossiping. And they said, stop gossiping. Stop being a talebearer. They don't know nothing about gossiping and talebearing. That's why you see them standing in the foyer talking about sister, standing right over two or 3 feet away from them. They're talking about sister, talking about brother, you know, being evil-minded toward them. That's what talebearing and gossiping is. God said, don't do that. But we done forgot that. Somehow we feel like, well, that's so much out of place nowadays, you know, because we got all social media, and that's all they do is gossip on social media. So that's so far outdated. That's a lie. God's word is never going to be outdated. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. You know, there are things and ways, etc., of which we should be in real, honest-to-goodness possession of. We can't do any works of God until we grow up into him in all things. We have to get to where we can put into practice what the word says. Be good, active stewards of the word. Be able to put into practice what you preach and teach. It's time out for us to just be, moving and monitoring the gospel. We have to work the works in demonstration with power and the presence of God. This is where we are today. Grow up and be mature Christians, mature brides of Christ, who are able to speak to death and make it behave, able to speak a word of life, and the dead will rise. Jesus did it, and we need to be honestly engaged in harnessing that power. It's going to take much prayer and supplications to God. It's going to take pushing back those plates, giving up all these sins and hypocrisy, and all that you know is against the will of God that you have in your life. It's not going to be how much you can get, it's not going to be how much you can get, saints of God, without doing. It's not going to be like that. Some people are just waiting to see how much they can get by without doing. It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be how much you can sidestep or swipe under, sweep under the rug,